His Kids is being brought to you by His Kids Ministry.
With great things. Good morning, everybody. I'm John Penio. Welcome to His Kids Ministries Music Outreach Program as we continue to bring the hope of our Lord Jesus through His Word and His music. Well, today's a very special day as we celebrate our 29th year of broadcasting His Kids Ministries Music Outreach Program. And it was a Sunday just like today that God began His Kids Radio Ministry. First, I want to thank our Lord Jesus for His faithfulness to His Kids Ministry and to this radio ministry. It's funny, I can remember our very first radio show. I'll tell you, it seems like it was yesterday. It was on a Sunday night on WATD in Marshfield. And by the way, my sincere thanks to Mr. Ed Perry, the owner of 95.9 FM in Marshfield, for giving me the opportunity to be on the radio back then. You know, I can also remember who was with us that night, the very first broadcast on that Sunday night. Paul Heike from First Baptist in Duxbury actually was our engineer back then. I'll tell you what, I didn't have a clue how to engineer a show back then. So Paul Heike was there helping us out. and also Mike McNeil. And Mike was from First Baptist Church in Rockland back then. And Mike had a real heart for teenagers. And also First Baptist in Rockland back then, one of our very first sponsors on the radio show. Also Pastor Dave Wilson, who back then was the pastor of Coast Chapel Church in Marshfield. Now, of course, the pastor of New Hope Chapel. And David was with us that night. And I believe Mark Hazel was with us, too. And, of course, my daughter, Nicole, was co-hosting the show with me, our very first broadcast, and co-hosting for many, many years. I also want to thank Bob Hollis, and I'll tell you about Bob. Bob Hollis has his own insurance agency right there in Plymouth, Massachusetts. And back then, my wife and I had a Christian bookstore called Upon This Rock, right there on Route 139 in West Hanover. And I believe it was a Tuesday morning, and Bob came in the store, and I shared with Bob how God had given me a burden to get a contemporary Christian music program on the radio to reach teenagers with positive Christian music. Bob said, I'll tell you what, John, I know the owner of WATD back then, and I'm going to go talk to him, Mr. Ed Perry. I'm going to go talk to him, and I'll get back to you. Well, I'll tell you, the same week, and I believe this was on a Friday, and my wife was in the store working, Bob came in and said to my wife, Susan, tell Johnny has the airtime Sunday nights from 8 to 8:30, and it's going to be $100 a week back then. I'll tell you what, it is so amazing. I couldn't believe that God worked so fast and just opened up that door so quickly for us to begin this radio ministry. From there, God took us over to WEZ in Boston for many, many years. And since May of 2007, we've been right here on 90.5 FM. I'm just blessed for God keeping us on the radio all these years. I also want to thank you, our listening audience, for listening in every day to His Kids. And I'll tell you what, without our sponsors, Hanson Insurance Agency in Hanson, Reggie's Oil Company in Quincy, and Toma TV and Appliance in Weymouth and Brockton, and without your financial support, we wouldn't be able to be on the radio every day. You see, being on the radio, being on Christian radio, you have to pay for airtime, and I'll tell you what, God has kept us going all these years, and prayerfully, you out there will continue your financial support and your prayers. And we thank all of you for that. To God be the glory for the things He has done.
How can I say thanks for the things You have done for me? Things so undeserved, yet You gave to prove Your love for me. The voices of a million angels could not express my gratitude. All that I am and ever hope to be, I owe it all right now to Thee. To God be the glory. To God be the glory. To God be the glory for the my life, and let it be pleasing, Lord, to Thee. And should I gain any praise, I'll let it go to Calvary. Spins things in orbit. runs to the weary, the worn and the weak, and the same gentle hands that hold me when I'm broken, they conquer death to bring me victory.
Praise God, praise God. To God be the glory. Hallelujah. That, of course, was Nicole C. Mullen. All right, let's go to Casting Crowns with their song Nobody, featuring Matthew West.
Why you ever chose me has always been a mystery. All my life, I've been told I belong at the end of the line. With all the other not quite, with all the never get it right. But it turns out they're the ones you were looking for all this time. 'Cause I'm just a nobody, trying to tell everybody all about somebody who saved my soul. Ever since you rescued me, you gave my heart a song to sing. I'm living for the world to see, nobody but Jesus. I'm living for the world to see, nobody but Jesus.
Well, Moses had stage fright, and David brought a rock to a sword fight. You picked 12 outsiders nobody would have chosen, and you changed the world. Well, the moral of the story is, everybody's got a purpose. So when I hear that devil start talking to me, saying, who do you think you are? I say, I'm just a nobody, trying to tell everybody all about somebody who saved my soul. Ever since you rescued me, you gave my heart a song to sing. I'm living for the world to see, nobody but Jesus. I'm living for the world to see, nobody but Jesus.
So let me go down, down, down in history as another blood-bought, faithful member of the family. And if they all forget my name, well, that's fine with me.
I'm living for the world to see. Nobody but Jesus. So let me go down, down, down in history.
Go down in history.
As another blood-bought, faithful member of the family.
That's all I ever wanna be.
And if they all forget my name, well, that's fine with me. I'm living for the world to see. Nobody but Jesus.
Cause I'm just a nobody. Trying to tell everybody all about somebody who saved my soul. Ever since you rescued me, you gave my heart a song to sing. I'm living for the world to see. Nobody but Jesus. I'm living for the world to see. Nobody but Jesus. I'm living for the world to see. Nobody but Jesus.
John 3:16. For God so loved the world that he gave his one and only Son, that whoever believes in him shall not perish but have eternal life.
No matter who you are, no matter where you've been, no matter what you've done, God is madly in love with you. This is your day. This is your opportunity to come to Jesus. The Bible says if you come to him, he will in no way cast you out. Everyone is welcome to him. It doesn't matter what race you're from. It doesn't matter what background you have. It doesn't matter how you grew up. It doesn't matter what religious experience you've had. You need Jesus. Now's the time to come to him and give your all to him. You see, God is in love with you, and his love is not a feeling, it's not a philosophy, it is a person. His name is Jesus. Won't you pray this prayer after me? If you've never been born again, the Bible says unless you're born again, you cannot enter the kingdom of God. If you've never been born again, pray this prayer. If perhaps you've been born again, but you've been away from the Lord, you've been backslidden, you've been walking away from him, come back to him now. Today's your day. Make your decision to accept Jesus Christ as the Lord of your life. Pray this prayer after me. Heavenly Father, I invite Jesus Christ to come into my life, to be my Lord, to be my Savior. I believe he died for my sins. I believe he rose from the dead. I believe he is the living God. I believe he is the loving God. And now I invite him to be my loving Father. I invite him to be my Savior, and I confess he is my Lord. I turn away from a life of sin. I turn away from a life of selfishness. And Jesus Christ is now my Lord and my Savior. I'm yours, Lord. From this day forward, I will sit at your feet, and you will be my King. I submit my life to your loving Lordship in Jesus' name. Amen and amen. If you prayed that prayer, it's time to move forward with God now. It's time to give your life completely to him. Begin to read your Bible and begin to pray and begin to get around godly, on fire Christians that are serving God in a healthy, strong church that's teaching the Word of God, 100% the uncompromising Word of God. God bless you. Your life will never, ever be the same again.
We praise thee, O God, for the Son of thy love, for Jesus who died and is now gone above. We praise thee, O God, for that Spirit of light who has shown us our Savior and scattered our night. Hallelujah.
glory. Hallelujah, amen. Hallelujah, thine the glory. Revive us again. Revive us. Revive us. Revive us.
Father God, you've given so much to us. We look at our lives and we see the blessings everywhere. Give us always grateful hearts through Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen.
His Kids Ministry is now in our 29th year of broadcasting His Kids Radio Outreach Program, and we want to take this opportunity to thank all of you who have supported this radio ministry over the years. His Kids Radio Outreach Program is listener-supported, and we put our trust in God and His faithfulness to touch people's hearts to help us continue to bring the hope of our Lord Jesus over the airwaves. In addition to the radio ministry, there are people in over 127 countries who have visited His Kids Ministry's website, hiskids.org, as we continue to reach people all over the world for Jesus. If you would like to be a part of His Kids Ministry's mission and partner with us, visit hiskids.org or mail your tax-deductible donation to His Kids Ministry, Post Office Box 1061 West Hanover, Massachusetts, 02339. That's His Kids Ministry, Post Office Box 1061 West Hanover, Massachusetts, 02339.
Thank you so much for tuning in today as we celebrate our 29th year of broadcasting His Kids Ministry's music outreach program. And remember, Jesus loves you.
His Kids has been brought to you by His Kids Ministry.